The Ark of Millions of Years, Volume 2, The Polarity Union. This chapter is a continuation of the chapter The Union of the Polarity in Volume 1. The vital missing key to understanding the creation is the knowledge of the union of the polarity. This vital key of knowledge was lost about 6,000 years ago, and ultimately its loss resulted in the great chasm between creationists and evolutionists, causing many to stumble into unbelief. Many believe that there is no God and feel the Bible is a collection of myths that cannot be proven as fact until the restoration of the vital missing key through the first volume of the book, The Ark of Millions of Years. There is no possible way that we can fully understand the creation without the vital missing key. Your authors would like to point out some of the many topics and questions that the vital key solves that have plagued Christians, religious theologians, other faiths, and scientists for generations. The restoration of the ancient knowledge is a religious and scientific breakthrough in understanding not only the creation, but biblical scriptures as well. Below are some of the topics that the vital missing key, called the Union of the Polarity, answers. Number 1. The Union of the Polarity defines and clarifies the Genesis creation texts of two creations, the spiritual and temporal earths. Number 2. By clarification of the Genesis creation texts, the locations of both the spiritual and temporal earths become quite clear. Number 3. The return of the vital missing key reveals the ages of the two earths. One was created in 6,000 years of man's time, or 6 days of God's time, and was called the first or original creation. The other came forth as a result of the Big Bang and the natural process of evolution over 4,500,000,000 years ago. As a result of the union of the polarity, we can now safely say that the Earth has two ages. Number 4. The vital missing key reveals the ancient origin of Noah's family, of which one branch became known as the Hebrews. The Jews have long insisted that they were not from around here, which claims are supported by the vital missing key of knowledge. Number 5. The vital missing key reveals that the flood of Noah was indeed universal. Number 6. The vital missing key reveals how the Ark of Noah managed to hold all the animals without having to be the size of the state of California. Number 7. The vital missing key reveals all biblical events from Adam to Noah occurred on the spiritual earth. Number 8. The vital missing key reveals how Noah and his entourage arrived here on this planet. Number 9. The result of the union of the polarity reveals that this earth is now a living thing, with spirit as well as all living things on it. Every living thing has a spirit, has a name. The book, The Ark of Millions of Years, however, answers even more questions. The result of studying ancient, sacred, and historical texts as seen in the light of the restored vital missing key of knowledge known as the Union of the Polarity. Below are a few answers that the book reveals. Number 1. The book describes how the great universes are designed and some of what they contain. 2. The book reveals the concept of multiple universes long known to the ancients as the visible and invisible creations. 3. The book reveals the interaction of these universes to each other. 4. The book gives new theory to spinning black hole formation of space-time warp tubes. 5. The book defines the skins of Adam and Eve as being skins of spiritual flesh to house their souls. 6. The book defines what the fall was, the literal falling of the spiritual creation through multiple dimensions to unite with this planet, called the Union of the Polarity. 7. The book reveals the ancient names of the two Earths. 8. The book gives the ancient history of the two creations. 9. The book relates how man was created or formed on the spiritual creation and how man was evolved and then genetically re-engineered on this planet. 10. The book reveals the creators of each creation. 11. The book defines the names of the two floods, the flood of Deucalion and the flood of Oges, that have long been misunderstood. 12. The book reveals why the ancients on the spiritual earth and on the temporal earth till the time of Moses lived so long. 13. The book reveals where heaven is located. 14. The book follows the books or manuscripts given to Adam to present day, whereabout or location of these writings. 15. The book reveals the eruptions of the Nephilim, fallen angels, on both planets, and why they corrupted mankind. The book reveals where the bones of Adam and Eve were reburied on this planet. 17. The book tells how the Nephilim still affect us in present days. 18. The book reveals the names of the two races of men on the temporal earth along with the Nephilim and their giant offspring for a total of 4 races. 19. The book in general further clarifies many biblical stories that were considered biblical myths. Opponents of the Bible have long criticized these stories as being myths and the Bible historically untrue. However, the restoration of the vital missing key of knowledge will prove them wrong. 20. The book gives detailed accounts of who the giants were and evidence of their worldwide occupation. 21. The book explains the meaning of the ancient Star of David symbol, knowledge long lost by the Hebrews, probably lost during the many dispersions of the Israelites. 22. The book reveals why Christ was born on this planet. 23. The book tells more about the great cataclysm of 9600 BC that nearly destroyed this planet, of which few people are aware. 24. The book tells who the Cro-Magnon man was and why skull sizes of different men diminish after the great cataclysm of 9500 BC, which has long perplexed anthropologists. 25. The book explains the meaning of pre-Christian crosses that has long perplexed religious theologians. 26. The book reveals more about the Sphinx of Egypt as to who and why it was built. 27. The book explores many ancient megalithic sites such as Stonehenge and Avebury as to who built them and for what purpose. 28. The book explores the many megalithic stone cities of the world, including the pyramids, as to who built them and their purpose. 29. The book addresses the ancient history of the earth prior to 10,000 BC and fills in the missing years of 10,000 BC forward to 7,000 BC, even delving fearlessly into forbidden archaeology. 30. The book teaches the reader how to read and interpret ancient symbolism, such as spirals, columns, circles, crosses, vortexes, etc., on sites built by the ancients. The book explains the symbolism of the dragon or serpent, seen anciently worldwide in motifs on temple walls, drawings, etc. 32. The book reveals the possible site of the Yucatan Hall of Records. 33. The book reveals the possible source of the Hapgood's maps showing the polar regions without ice and the Bering Strait connected. 34. The book reveals what the Templars were really looking for and found. 35. The book reveals the bloodlines of Columbus and what he was really seeking. 36. The book reveals the reason why the U.S. really won its independence from England that has long perplexed historians. 37. The book presents a new theory as to what the continental division was in the days of Peleg. 38. The book identifies who the mysterious Votan and Quetzalcoatl were. 39. The book explains the life force, electromagnetic energy, and ley lines as viewed and used by the ancients. 40. The book reveals the visits of the premortal Christ and the Shining Ones on this planet in ancient times, along with Votan, faithful soldiers, and probably other grandsons of Noah. 41. The book presents explanations of the Mayan end-time date of December 21st, 2012, along with worldwide end-time prophecies. 42. The book tells of the future destiny of this planet, its spiritual return to where it was created. 43. The book reveals a great sign that manifested in the heavens on November 8, 2003, and possible explanations for its appearance. 44. The book restores the ancient vital missing key of knowledge called the Union of the Polarity back to the world in fulfillment of an ancient Jewish prophecy found in the Zohar that the knowledge would be restored in the end times. These are only a few answers the Ark of Millions of Years, Volume 1, reveals. There are many more, too numerous to recall at this moment of writing. At one of our book signings, a minister of the gospel made the statement, "If your book answers just one of these questions, it will be a monumental breakthrough." Furthermore, the claims made in our book are well documented from reliable sources that are hard to refute. One question that persistently arises at book signings and radio interviews is, "Why doesn't the Bible contain more of this knowledge?" This is a very good question to ask, and rightly so. It shows us that our readers and listeners are paying close attention to what we have written and are presenting at book signings and are listening to at our radio interviews. The answer is quite simple. It is because the ancient knowledge was purged, cleansed, or removed deliberately from the Bible texts. How do we know this? We will explain. First of all, everyone will agree that the Bible is a Jewish record, that there are many other ancient Jewish records, including the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi Library, of which every record contains an abundance of evidence of the union of the polarity, which we document in our book. But when you come to the Bible, a Jewish record also, it suddenly has only a hint here and there, which leaves you hanging and wanting to know more. If all other Jewish records contain an abundance of the ancient knowledge, and the Bible, also a Jewish record, contains only a hint here and there, it quickly becomes quite evident that it was purposely removed. Why was it removed? Well, we can only surmise. Perhaps they didn't understand the ancient knowledge and removed it, deeming it unreliable. Some was lost through translation. The removal could have been politically motivated. However, some of the ancient knowledge was retained in the biblical texts because removal would further confuse the text to the point of making no sense unless the context remained as written. We point this out in the book when it applies to whatever we are documenting. Then there was the First Church Council of Nicaea held in 325 AD, called by Constantine and attended by 300 bishops. Assembled groups of bishops decided matters with no facts whatsoever. They would simply agree among themselves whether something was true or not, and it was adopted. At the conclusion of the meeting, Constantine issued the decree, if any opposed the agreed-on doctrines, the penalty was death by beheading. Much was probably removed at this meeting, and understandably never opposed. After the death of Constantine, there were dozens of church councils, each reversing the decrees of the other, and oft-times excommunicating each other's groups. It has even been suggested that Constantine and Eusebius, a bishop of the church, destroyed all earlier copies of the Gospels, and then produced a new set of Gospels, which are the basis for all Christian belief today. Perhaps this is why there are no early copies of Gospels found in Rome. There is no doubt whatsoever that the original manuscripts considered for inclusion into the Bible were tampered with and altered. Therefore, it becomes quite evident that the plain and precious truths concerning the union of the polarity have, for the most part, been removed. But enough evidence has survived in the scriptures to reconstruct the story from other Jewish writings. Even in today's times, translation has become a problem. There are many modern-day translations of the Bible, and they all differ, further adding to the confusion of correct meaning and intent. Of all the translations of the Bible, there is only one that is deemed the most accurate. It is Farrar Fenton's The Holy Bible in Modern English. It is translated into English direct from the original Hebrew, Chaldee and Greek, first published in 1903. It has been in and out of print over the years, and fortunately, in print once more. The one more point we wish to make is that the Old Testament is a history of the Jews. It is their record. Genesis, from the creation of Adam to the flood of Noah, deals primarily with their history and origins, not the origins of man on this planet, the temporal earth. However, Genesis does give a confusing, brief account of the spiritual and temporal creations, which are clearly not definitive. Not knowing about the union of the two earths makes Genesis more difficult to understand. The vital key of creation, the union of the polarity, is the missing piece of the puzzle to understand the Bible. Once this is understood, then the entire creation is easier to comprehend. Did the union of the polarity actually happen? The ancient scriptures and writings say it did, including the Bible, which retains bits and pieces of the ancient knowledge. It was foretold in an ancient Jewish prophecy found in the Zohar that in the end times, or last days, the ancient knowledge would be restored, and the knowledge would fill the whole earth before the Lord returns to renew the earth. The restoration back to earth of the ancient knowledge, known as the vital missing key of creation, was even heralded by a great planetary alignment known as the Star of David, Seal of Solomon, or Grand Sextile, shown on the cover of Volume 1 on November 8, 2003, just as the text of the book was finished, even to the very day of completion. The alignment was even more noticeable because it occurred during a full lunar eclipse, which is extremely rare. The Earth was centered in the alignment as pictured. This alignment is the ancient symbol of the union of the polarity. The return of the ancient knowledge answers all the questions that have plagued mankind concerning the creation. What further proof do you need? Another question that often arises during radio interviews is, can you prove scientifically that the union of the polarity occurred? Yes. When the two planets came together, they formed a circumbinary planet we now call Earth. The two bodies were of different spectra, different dimensions, different vibrations, like a circle of fifths in music or standing wave modulations in physics. Because of this harmony, They formed solid matter in this dimension, in this time, at this probability moment in space. Consider a bucket full of marbles. Although it may be full to the brim with marbles, nearly another bucket of water could be added to it without it overflowing. Two massive quantities have come together and now occupy the same container. This is a very common event in space. We observe the event as coalescing binary neutron stars pulling at one another like two ice skaters grabbing hands as they skate past each other. Coalescing is the process of merging together. The resulting ripples in space-time produced by this event, this event's gravitational waves, have been measured by radio telescopes, and most recently by the LIGO system, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory. It appears that these coalescing actions are easier to detect with the more dense neutron star than with ordinary planetary captures, because gravity is a very weak force and dissipates, like all radiation, with the square of the distance it travels. Extremely dense bodies, like neutron stars or even black holes, make an intense enough wave radiation to survive this dissipation, and thus reach our detectors here on Earth. The fact that this union of the polarity event occurs in binary neutron stars is proof that this type of event does occur in space. If it occurs in this physical dimension, then it could occur in another dimension as well, or even physically coalesce in this dimension with a spiritual creation, as spirit and matter are attracted to each other. To the utter amazement of the authors, as we continue our research for this book, having the knowledge of the vital missing key and applying it where applicable has resulted in clearer understanding of the history and destiny of this planet. We think the upcoming chapters, the Tower of Babel, the Holy Tongue, and the End Times, are good examples of this application. So sit back, kick your feet up and relax, and enjoy a good read.